Chapter 1. Denying Minds. It is impossible, for a liberal anyway, not to admire the Marquis de Condorcet. The passion and clarity with which he articulated a progressive vision of science-based enlightenment is more inspiring than several football stadiums of people shouting the word reason simultaneously. But the great scientific liberal was wrong about one of the things that matters most. He was incorrect in thinking that the broader dissemination of reasoned arguments would necessarily lead to greater acceptance of them. And he was equally wrong to think that the refutation of false claims would lead human beings to discard them. Why? To show as much, let's examine another story, this time a mind-bending experiment from mid-20th century psychology, one that has been greatly built upon by subsequent research. A man with a conviction is a hard man to change. Tell him you disagree, and he turns away. Show him facts or figures, and he questions your sources. Appeal to logic, and he fails to see your point. So wrote the celebrated Stanford University psychologist Leon Festinger in a passage that might have been referring to the denial of global warming. But the year was too early for that. This was in the 1950s. And Festinger was instead describing his most famous piece of research. Festinger and several of his colleagues had infiltrated the Seekers, a small Chicago-area group whose members thought they were communicating with alien intelligences, including one Sananda, whom they believed to be the astral incarnation of Jesus Christ. The group was led by a woman the researchers dubbed Marion Keach. Her real name was Dorothy Martin, who transcribed